Okay, so in light of the Hatzalah that's starting in Detroit, and some people here are going to be members of Hatzalah Mirtz Hashem, so we'll start talking a little bit about Refuah B'Shabbos. So, we're starting with Shin Chav Tes. There's a few simanim actually. So we'll start with Shin Chav Tes, and we'll go to the more serious and work our way downwards. So the most serious is obviously Pekuach Nefashos. So when you have Pekuach Nefashos, it's really the Gemara. There's Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Dalet, which is the Makar that for Pekuach Nefashos is Daicha Shabbos. So we'll start off with the Shin Chav Tes. The Sif Aleph Kol Pekuach Nefesh Daicha Shabbos. The Hazar is Hareza Meshubach. So the faster you are to Mechal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefashos, that's Meshubach. Afilu nafla dleika b'chatzar acheres.
What do you mean, zaris to be mechal Shabbos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it. Whatever zaris to be to save the guy. So
we're gonna see.
We're gonna see soon about being daicha Shabbos. You know, when the pekuach nefashos exactly the mahalach. But so right now, just about Zaris, Hareza Meshubach, so it sounds like the Zaris, forget about Chilul Shabbos, just you want to be Mezaris to save the guy. That's all you should be preoccupied with. Afilu nafla dleika b'chatzar acheres. Here's a chiddush. Even if, let's say, a fire is in the other chatzar, so the next door neighbor has a fire, v'yarei shetavar l'chatzar zu, and you're nervous that it's going to spread to the next chatzar, v'yavu l'dei sekana. So you can put out the fire so that it shouldn't even pass over into your chatzah. So you would think that maybe only if the danger is imminent, that it's mamish, like someone's about to die, then you can be mechal Shabbos. He says, no, even if you have the dleik in the next fire, the fire's in the next chatzah, the next house, you can still be mechal Shabbos so that it shouldn't spread. Now for the mechaber, it seems very broad. So the Mishabruah is going to make it a lot more narrow. So right away, the Mishabruah jumps on, he says, Sivkot, now if he says, Kegoin di'ika sham chaylim, ay ketanim she'enim yechaylim levroyach. We're only talking about if the next door, you know that there's people that are sick, or ketanim, they're not able to run away. If they're not able to run away, then you can go ahead and put out the fire. But if you know that you can just, you know, you can get everybody out of the house, so then there's no heter really to put the fire out.
What if there's a gas line under the house?
That would pull us to the same thing.
Yeah.
There's a chance that people could die.
And you can blow up the city.
So let's take a look at the next sif. He says also another chiddush. It says Mechami can put out the fire, but who adin deshari lahafsik became shamatechas labiklicharis mleiman. You can also, what you can do is you can put kalim, metal kalim or klicharis kalim that are filled with water, as a hefsek from the fire, so that it shouldn't spread. And he says, "Afilu tzarich lahavi akelim derech shusharabim." Even if you have to bring the kalim through shusharabim, diika harbe yisurim. There's a lot of yisurim by bringing these kalim through shusharabim. He says, "Still, you're allowed to do that." And we're going to see later that maybe this heter of bringing these kalim that are filled with water is even maybe when there's not pekuach nefashos. Mm. Right now we're talking about this pekuach nefashos, but here, maybe even if there's no pekuach nefashos, Mr. Shem will see later about exactly when you're allowed to do this, even in the makom where there's not pekuach nefashos. Kasam Magen Avraham. Im yachal ha-hatzos ha-choyle ve-katan li-soysam derech ha-shis-harabim. Continuing in the Mishabura. So the Magen Avraham continues, he says that if you're able to save the chayla, the katan, by carrying them out of Rishus HaRabim, afal pikein mutav l'chavais, it's still better to put out the fire. The lehave kiyim malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa. The patrola. What is a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa? So with kapshuta, a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is when a malacha you're doing, you don't need the malacha, the taitzah of the malacha. You're doing a certain malacha Shabbos, but you don't need the taitzah of what you're doing. So for example, here with fire. When you're putting out fire, the isser, general isser of putting out fire is that you want to use the ashes. You want to use whatever, you know, that residual stuff, it's wood or whatever, the ashes, you want to use that for something. So that would be a malacha shetzrich legufa. You're putting out the fire in order to use that, those ashes. But here, you're not putting out the fire to use the ashes, you're putting out the fire to save people. So that's a malacha she'ena tzrich legufa. So he says, that's why, if you have a choice, what should I do? Should I carry the kids out of the house, or should I put out the fire? What should you do? So he says, huh?
Put out the fire.
So he says, here, you should put out the fire, because that's...
Because there's two, ones that you're going to be over on, so...
Right, ones, yeah, ones you're carrying Rishus Rabim, or yeah, exactly, carrying Rishus Rabim, or you're also going from one Rishus to another Rishus, that's also an Isser.
Right.
One's
only Isser Rabbanan.
So no, that's, what?
Putting
Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, yeah, but we hold it's Osir, it's Pater Avol Osir. But you're Pater, but it's still Osir, but it's better to do that than Masha Enkin. He says, Masha Enkin, Lava Derech Rishus Rabim, the Harbe Poiskim, listen to this, and this is... You should know that the Kail over here, they were learning Erevin, the Fasman, they're very busy with the Erevin in Detroit, they're very busy. One of the big shilas is, do our cities have a din of Rosh Hashanah? That's a big shilah that they go back and forth. Does our city have a din of Rosh Hashanah? So there's different things that...
The city or the city streets?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but does Oak Park classify as a Rosh Hashanah? What?
Does it contain a Rosh Hashanah?
Does it contain a Rosh Hashanah? Is there a Rosh Hashanah in Oak Park? Because the Erev, right?
No, what makes a Rosh Hashanah?
If there's a Rosh Hashanah, then you can't make an Erev. You can't make an Erev in Rosh Hashanah. You can only make an Erev if there's not a Rosh Hashanah. You know, so. So that's the Shiloh. There's different things, like if there's so many people that pass through. You know,
600,000.
There's a bunch of different things that are involved. So they asked a shiloh to Ramosha, whatever. I mean, it's a big shiloh whether Bechlal, any city that we live in today, has a din of Rosh Hashanah.
I think also the fact that the highway goes through made it more Rosh
Hashanah. Right, exactly. Yeah, that's
a different Ramosha Feinstein say in his Shuvah that Detroit's got its own Das Torah and they can.
Yeah, so he does say that. He says that. He basically says it. From the tshuva, and I don't remember, I didn't look it up before the shir, so don't, you know, bet your money on this. But from what I remember is that he says that it does not have a din of Rosh Hashanah, and they also asked him how to make the Erev. He said, there's enough Rabbanim in Detroit who know how to make an Erev that they can make an Erev. Mm-hmm. And he said, and then if they're making the Erev, then you know, the city can rely on it. That's what he said. So anyway, but okay, but then some people say, well, they didn't explain it properly, or they didn't. Maybe 696 wasn't running then through the city.
Yeah, it
so there's,
here
the, huh?
It wasn't here then.
It wasn't here then. So then he was just talking about Greenfield, maybe. So anyway, but I mean, this is what they got into. But the point is that we're trying to bring out here is that here you have a choice. So what should you do? Should you carry the kids out of the house through this maybe din Rosh Hashanah? And if it's not Rosh Hashanah, so then it's already derabanan. Or is it better to put out the fire, which is a malacha shein tzrich legufa? So the Mishabru is saying that avada you should put out the fire because it's a malacha shein tzrich legufa, and that is patra avlaser. He says masha einkein lava derech Rosh Hashanah the harbe poiskim soivrim the gam bismanenu yesh lanu Rosh Hashanah. So even forget about Ramosha. There's a shiloh of other bechlal. Our cities have a din of Rosh Hashanah, and many poiskim hold that yeah they do have a din of Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, he says, "On the tzad that it's a shus rabim, you're going to be over the raisa of carrying your shus rabim." So, well, if you have an option,
yeah, but you're being over to save somebody's life, though.
Yeah. So, but if you have a choice, if you have equally, yeah. It's equally available to do something that's nissa the raisa or something like that. Yeah. So then he says, "Okay."
And putting out the fire is not shaitzer leguva because you don't.
Because you're not using the ashes.
That's how you want.
Usually, malacha shetzrich legufa is that you want the taitzah of the malacha. You're doing the malacha.
You want to fire out.
Right, but here the malacha shetzrich legufa by fire is that you're putting out the fire so you can use the ashes. That's the malacha shetzrich legufa.
That should be the taitzah of the fire. That you want the fire out. That's what's called
right.
Machava. No, that's when you said that. I kind of did a double take, but I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what he says. That's the Mavura later on also.
Okay.
The Machayah. So that's the Mishabru. He says, but he brings the Chayyadim that says that he says it's better to carry the kids out of Rosh Hashanah and not to put out the fire.
Why?
He doesn't give a reason here, but the Chayyadim says he brings it over here that the reason the Chayyadim is that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have it in Rosh Hashanah. So the Chayyadim is. So the Chaya. So the Chaya Adam really is really one of the mandam that hold that there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and that's why he says it's better to carry Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But the Mishaburo wants to be Chayshish for the other Paiskim that say that there is a din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim as Manazah, therefore you should not carry over Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Better to put out the fire. Interesting, right? Okay, now look at the next thing. I'll get into very Shastika Sugya. And if you know the sugi a little bit, you'll right away have a kasha. Okay, so Siv Beis. Ein hoilchim bepikuch nefesh acher harayv. Normally, we have a general, right, we have general rules that you go baser raiv, you go baser chazaka if it's possible. But by pikuch nefesh, it says you do not go after raiv. So what's the typical case of raiv that we always know of?
Meat, right?
Tisha chanuyas, right, exactly. You have 9 stores. So let's say, afilu hoya tisha ayv dekachav yisrael achel b'chatzer. You have 9 goyim and 1 yisrael in a chatzer. Uperish achan mehem lechatzer acheres. And now one of the people that was in that chatzer left and went to a different chatzer. So now, and then, v'nafalav shamah pailas, and then all of a sudden, the house fell down on the guy.
What, the one on the single
house? The single guy, yeah. So you have 9, you have 10 guys sitting in one house and one chatzer. One guy, you're not sure if it's a yid or a guy, leaves that house and goes into the house next door, and then the house collapses on him.
It's
like it was kavua, no? Oh, so let's see. So Benny's right on the ball. So what's the halacha mefachin? So there, in that case, you pull out the bricks to get to the guy. Kivan shenisher kfiyas harishin b'mkayman chashvin al-kamech sal-mechsa. This is the big svara of kol kavua kamech sal-mechsa dami. Anytime you have a kavua, a set of kavua objects, or people in this case, and one of them leaves, so then we say, since he was kavua, so kol kavua kamech sal-mechsa, it's like 50-50 chance. So therefore he says that therefore there's no rive there, and you have to assume maybe it was the Yisrael. Maybe it's the Yisrael, and that's why you have to be Machal Shabbos in order to see whether it was a Yid or a Goy. Avol, Imnekru Kulam, but let's say all of them dispersed. Ubishasa Kirasan Perish Echa Meham Lachatzer Acheres V'Nafalov Ein Mefachin Alav. And and then by the time they were all leaving the Chatzer, one of them went into this other chatzer and fell on him. So they all left their original kvias. So then, and also ein mefachin alav. Kivan sheneker kvias harishim mimkaymoi aminan kol deparish meruba parish. So it says there, since they left their original kvias, so there's no more kvias anymore. They all were parish. So then the halacha is that anytime that the kvias is neka, there's no more kvias anymore. So then the halacha is that kol deparish meruba parish.
So he's just starting off
Mishnah
saying we don't go
after Rosh. Oh, very good. That's the
kasha. So if they all left, you wouldn't go. According to what you just said, right? Everybody left.
If they all left, he said, then you would not go and you know, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Because then you say, call the parish, Meruba parish. Now, he just said, Ein Hochem Puch and the Vashah Zachar arrived. So, okay, so hold on. So first, here's the thing. Normally, when you have someone who's being parish from the Kfiyas, we also say called the parish meruba parish, but that's right when you have teisha chanuyos, when you have the same situation with stores. So then the halacha is like this: if you see someone being parish, then you say kol kavul kamech sal mechsa. Okay, so here's the example. Yeah, you have. You have 10 stores, right? 9 of them are selling kosher meat. 9 of them are selling treif meat. Nine of them are selling kosher meat. One of them is selling treif meat. Okay, and you see the guy. You see, you yourself know you went and you bought meat from the store, and then you left. And then you say, wait a second, I forgot which store I bought it from. Okay, so there's 9 stores selling kosher meat, and there's one store selling treif meat. And you see a guy, or you yourself bought a piece of meat, left the store, and then you forgot which store you went into, right? In that case, we say kol kavua kamech samech sadami. Okay, but let's say you find a piece of meat in the middle of the street, right? You find a piece of meat in the middle of the street out of the stores, and you're not sure which store it came from. Then we say kol de parish meruba parish. Okay, so in this case.
Why don't you say call
with
the same rule?
So that's what?
That's the
dummy.
Yeah.
Because since it was not, you did not. You did not take it out from the kfias. You didn't see it being going out from the kfias. So yeah. Then all you see, the suffix is nailed in this piece, which is parsh. This is really a big shas. Mm. Sugya and people can spend months.
Yeah, this is very
so the shayla was like this. Right. So here's the thing. Well, so this is what I'm getting into. Is so if you actually took the piece of meat out of the store, but you're not sure which store it came out from. So then some say this. Then really the suffix in the stores they say, and then the stores are kavua.
Then you don't
go basarav. Then you don't
go basarav
because
there's nine kosher and one trade.
Because they say that suffix in the stores really. You're mesupik which store you bought it from. You bought this, but you know you took it out from one of these stores. Mm-hmm. Just you're not sure which store it was. So then they say the suffix is in the stores, and the stores are all kavua. But here the piece of meat is in the middle of the street. So the suffix in the meat, and the meat is not in the stores. Now the meat's out of the stores. So then you say called the parish meruba parish. Okay, that's just as.
Why in Sfarah doesn't make a difference whether it's kavua? The mice, I never got that straight. Whether it's kavua or I'm saying Sfarah, or is it just
well? Why is it? What?
Like,
right, because I'm saying one of the things is because you
both
really
times you know the meat came from one of the towns.
You're right, but one of the
so the chances are the same.
So I'm saying that the more pashut away without getting into too much of the nitty gritty, the shmeitz isn't this. Yeah, but the pashut way is that you just forget about kavua, forget about parish. You look at where was this? What's the suffix? Is the suffix in the stores or is the suffix in this piece of meat?
No, I understand that.
Right, so that's it. So the suffix in the stores, so then the stores are kavua.
It's 1 out of 9.
It's 1 out of 9. I'm asking, why does it make a difference?
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, that's okay.
Customer, you're not sure.
Yet. Yeah, so I mean, that much I can't, I can't go more than that. But I'll tell you that. That I know that you can say that the suffix is in the stores.
Right.
Then you say kavua because the stores are all kavua. And the suffix in the meat, which is parish from the stores, so then the suffix really in the meat. Okay, so this is okay. Yeah, this is very complicated. Whatever, but that's the push to zach. So here, when he's saying you don't go buster rive, so Benny asks the kasha. So then I thought you said that he so says at the end says you do go buster rive.
At the beginning,
he says you don't go buster rive. At the end, he says, oh, you say call the parish mirbar, you can't be mechal shabbos. You just said that you do go buster, you don't go buster rive. So and then I have another kasha. The first thing he says, "Ein halchem pilchan v'ashach arayv," and then he says a case where one guy was parish into, right? You have 10 guys sitting in one chatzar. One of them's a yid. And then somehow one guy ends up in the chatzar next door, and it burns down. He says, "Kol kavua kamech samech sadami." He says that's not a case of rayv. That's a case of kol kavua. Kol kavua is kamech samech. So there's nothing to do with rayv there, right? There's a different halacha there. Kol kavua.
So it's the wrong case for.
That's the wrong case for rayv. You should bring me a case of where you would normally say rayv. And now we're not saying rive because pukach nefashas. So that would also be a kasha. So here, this is what they say over here, and this is why I was trying to bring out the other case. The other case is by teisha chanuyos, by 9 stores, right? You have one store selling kosher meat, 9 stores are selling trade meat. Right? So I said if the guy actually bought it from the store, he knows he bought it from the store. So then you say kol kavua. If the piece of meat ends up somehow out of the store, just one piece of meat ends out of the store. So those 9 stores are still. Those 10 stores are still sitting there. They're considered kavua. But still, since this piece of meat was parish from one of the stores, and the suffix in the meat, like we said, so then you say the halacha of kol de parish. Here, there's a guy that was parish. You didn't see the guy being parish. You don't have to actually see the guy being going into another chatzar. You know that one of the guys from that chatzar, they tell us, right? They call us up. They call the hatzala. Those 10 guys in the chatzar next door. They call us and say, hey, listen, one of the guys went into the house next door and it fell down on him. So we didn't see that. So then that should be the same halacha of the piece of meat that we find in the middle of the street. This is how they explain.
You should say
call the parish. Okay. So here the mechaber is saying, this is what he's saying. No, since even though normally you would say call the parish, here, since that original kfias is still there, so we're going to extend the din of kfias. And we're going to say that this is not a case of rife. This is By the way, this is specific by Pekuch Nefashis and Shabbos. In every other situation, we would say, call the parish.
We'll say, call Kamasa Matam, we'll go find him.
Yeah. He says, that's the Chiddush. But I've added that, that's how it answers the second case also.
Right, because then you're saying, but in the second case,
in the second case, where it's, well, in the second case, where it's Zichr, everyone was parish, you can't even, not even come on to a Kol Kavua.
Okay.
You can't even say that there's an original kfias. So then, because everyone is parish, everybody left, and everyone's just running out, and one guy ends up in that store, and in that house, and it falls down on him. Then there's no, you cannot say kol kavua. So the only time that you, so it seems like this. This is the chiddush of them. The only time that you don't say kol the parish, even by bekuch nefashis, is when you have a kfias that you can be soymechan, and you can say kol kavua, kemechsa mechsa. But if everybody's parish and you have no. You can't go say, oh, there's some sort of kfias here that will say kol kavua. So then you won't say, then you will go basar.
That's the answer what originally you know from the Nefesh
HaChoroi. Right, so because so he's not saying, because he's not saying the way that they're...
Petrol's words.
Right, so you mean like this.
Ain't
hold with Nefesh HaChoroi, not in every case. In the typical case of Roiv, you don't go basar. By the Kulach HaFashis, you don't go basar Roiv. The typical case of Roiv is when you find a chaticha. You find a piece in the middle of the street. The 10 stores are still kavua, but you found this piece
so
of meat in the middle of the store.
He's crunching it up. We'll make that case. A
so that case will make by will make into a mechza mechza since there is some sort
and
of kfias here,
so
and we won't work. Apply the
so
dinim
really
of
roim.
Yeah,
it's just he's saying that we don't go b'koch nevesh acharoy, meaning we'll be mamshech this thing biker to make it a mechza mechza.
Yeah.
So the last
since
case
there is an
zikr,
original, this is what they
the
say.
Last case was a zikr guy, taka don't save him.
Right. Well, the last
case,
yeah, well,
whatever. But
there's a rive. There's a rive, and there's nothing else to combat the rive. When you have, but there's no kfias. Let's say
and
here, but the
so
way that they the way that
the
they explain it here is that we're tapping on since there's some sort of kfias here, we're gonna say that there's a kfias. That kol kavu kamech samech. Okay,
saying, Lemaisa,
so
the last case there is.
Does everybody get it? Hold on, I know.
I'll be able to say it.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Yeah. So even though a normal case, when you find a chaticha in the middle of the street, when you have 10 stores which are still ba'etzim kavua, we still say kol the parish meruba parish. But by pekuch nefashis, we're not. We're going to say since these 10 people are still sitting in that house, or 9 of them at least, so there is a kfias here. So we're going to say kol kavua kamech samech. Even though in every other case. When we're talking about treifus or whatever, we're going to say kol the parish meruba parish. So that's where the mechabers come to say that there's a case that normally you go bus arrive, but by bekuch nefashis we're going to be makel and we'll tap onto that kfias. But if there's no kfias ever, if all the people left that house and they all ran away because for whatever reason, and one guy ended up in this house that fell down, you can't be mechal Shabbos to save the guy.
I'm sorry, if they all stayed in the building...
They all stayed in the building and one guy left.
One guy left.
Yeah. Then in all cases, you can go and get the guy. Which is not the case by, let's say, treifus. You have to don up a little more carefully. But by Shabbos,
yeah.
If you know that 10 guys are sitting in this house,
mm-hmm.
one guy left and went into the other store and into the other house and it fell mm-hmm. down on him, you can always be Michal Shabbos to save that guy.
Because
we're still going to say the halach of kol kavua, even though generally we wouldn't. But by pekuch nefashis, we're going to say kol kavua.
So
yeah.
Whenever somebody leaves the group,
the
kvias, then you do or you don't say kol kametsa kametsa dami.
Usually,
generally it depends when the suffix was noil. I'm saying that's why. Generally, it depends.
Yeah.
If you see the guy leaving,
yes.
from one chatzit to another chatzit, so then. To me, I cannot. That's to me. That's a kol kavua.
That's a kol kavua.
But if you just if you find the guy in another chaser,
don't say kol.
If somebody calls you up and says, "Hey, there's a guy that
mm-hmm.
that's in this house that collapsed him, and originally he was in this group or whatever," then you still would you would say kol the parsh generally, and we would say he's a guy. In our case, have a good lashes for being made.
If you do see him leave, you see call Kametsa Kametsa Dog.
Okay, Maisha, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm saying the Lush and the Mishabur. He's saying this specific case.
Yes.
That's all.
Yeah.
He's
and we'll see it. Yeah, and we'll see
it. It's a little misleading.
We'll see in other cases also, by the way, that you don't go Basarim. Also, another case. So let's say you have.
Okay.
You know, let's say.
I'm saying he's being very specific to what he's saying.
Yeah, that's how they learn up on me.
Okay,
fine. But we're not generally saying that you never have Rive by Pekuch Nefashis. We'll see in other cases where you don't have Rive either. We'll see. Let's say you have you know, five doctors that say the guy, you know, you don't have to mechal Shabbos save the guy, and one doctor says that you do, then you don't go bust right there either. Then it's
Pekuch the Pashas. You would do it?
Yeah, you would do it. Right, we'll get to that hopefully. Yeah, we'll hopefully get to that also. But yeah, so you see, we'll see other cases where you will not go after. Right.
But the Lemaisa, the regular case is nine Goyim and one Yid. Ava aside, you would not save the guy. There's nine Goyim.
Yeah, don't bring an Ava yet. We'll get to Ava in a minute.
I said Ava aside.
Yeah. Don't say Ava. Yeah.
Okay, we're not talking about Ava yet.
We're just talking about saving Yid.
So nine Goyim, one Yid, you wouldn't save the guy.
Right.
If it's
just. Right. You won't save the guy.
Well, now you do because of
Ava.
Right?
Okay,
so now that we're not doing Ava, let's get to Ava.
Okay, so now
I can see someone not going. Now he's a guy. I'm not going to that house.
Okay, so now let's talk about.
Let him fry.
Okay, so now this is mashma over here. Like what Benny said, this is mashma over here. It's mashma over here that if you know it's a guy in there. Or in the last case, let's say, where it says you cannot go after it. You can't go save the guy. We can't go save the guy, so then it is because a guy you don't not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for. That's what it seems like from the Chaber. That's what it seems the halacha here is. You cannot be Mechal Shabbos to save a guy. It's pretty clear, right? It's clear. You have to come up with some svar to say that maybe it's a yid in there, right? That's why you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Okay. So, really, this tshuva came through Moshe. And before, let's bring this Gemara down and Avodah Zarah Daf Chavav Menav. The Gemara here says like this. It's talking about helping a goyish lady give birth on Shabbos. And those right, and we neman, which we'll see also hopefully, that when it comes to childbirth, you neman it's al sakonas nefashos. So we're talking about if whether a yid is allowed to be machal Shabbos to help a goyish lady give birth. So,
where are we?
What? Now we're taking a break from the Shabbat for a second. So now the Gemara here brings us Svara of Abaya. Amalei Abaya.
Oh, you're
back here in the Gemara? I'm in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. The Abaya says like this. Yechayla lemeimar la. You can tell this guy, meaning Abaya is saying you do not help her. Abaya is saying you do not help her give birth. It's not considered a sakonas nefashos. Why? You can tell her, Dida Dimintri Shapsa Mechalin Alayu. For Yidin, right, there's Ava here. First sheet is that maybe there's Ava, so therefore you're allowed to go ahead and help her give birth. Zaktabaya, no. There's no Ava, because very simple. You tell her, listen, I can only be Mechal Shabbos for people that keep Shabbos. Right? Dida Yidin Dimintri Shabbosa Mechalin Alayu. You don't keep Shabbos. We can only be Mechal Shabbos if you keep Shabbos.
Is that an excuse or is that true?
That's a
Nefesh Torah. Talking to a guy.
Is that just an excuse that you could say or is that true?
That's what Abaya holds. You cannot help a lady.
No. Is that statement true? Are you allowed to help somebody who's Jewish but is not Shomer Shabbos?
Okay, so that's a different Shiloh.
That's what I'm saying. Is that statement true or is it just an excuse?
This is just. Abaya is just talking about Fagun. Abaya is just talking about Fagun. Zach Tyson. Yeah, it's a good question.
Does Shabbos mean Shabbos? Does Shabbos mean.
Yeah.
Daka for giving birth, you're saying this?
This is just. No. They're talking about giving birth because that's the case of Sakonas Nefashos.
Okay, they're saying anything.
Any Sakonas Nefashos. Abaya is saying that you can always tell the guy. Or the family that's upset at you that didn't Mechal Shabbos to save this person.
Abaya's not worried about Ava?
So Abaya says there's no Ava. There is no Ava. Rabbi Yosef holds that there's Ava.
Yeah, sure, we get it.
Rabbi Yosef holds there's Ava.
Let him die.
Rabbi Yosef holds there's
understand.
Ava.
She'll
Abaya says, I have a good Svara. No, there's no Ava because you tell him, I can only be Mechal Shabbos for people that keep Shabbos.
She'll get it.
Okay. Zok Tysus. So Tysus here says that... Then according to Abaya, if let's say you have some sort of case where there is Ava, right, Abaya would hold that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the thing. He's just punched the deer. But Abaya is saying there's no Ava. But if there is Ava, somehow let's say there is Ava, so then Abaya, you can be Mechal Shabbos. Zok Tais, which is very important, And Rav Moshe is going to be busy with his taisis. Taisis says, but when you have an issur d'oraisa, even if there's eva, you can't be over an issur d'oraisa. So the only time you're allowed to be machal Shabbos is only issur d'rabbanan. For a goy, you're only allowed to be over issur d'rabbanan. But issur d'oraisa, you're not allowed to be over issur d'oraisa, even if there's eva.
Who says this?
Taisis. There's a taisis. Okay. Now comes the shayla to Rav Moshe. Shayla comes to Rav Moshe. Are we allowed to be machal Shabbos for a goy?
Straight up shayla.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So he's actually the shayla came in as are you allowed to be machal Shabbos for a goy? So Rav Moshe says, first let me tell you about how a doctor should be nahig on Shabbos, b'chlal, for anybody. Mm-hmm. So he gets into the shayla of whether Shabbos is chutra or dechuya. When he comes to the Sakana Safasha, he says, do we say that there's no Yisurim of Shabbos when there's a Sakana Safasha's present, and therefore everything's mutter? Or the Pshat, no, everything's b'atzam usur. The Torah allows you to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody.
Now, so then, whether or not what type of malacha.
Right, so then you have to start donning. Wait a second. The Torah said I'm allowed to be over Yisurim, but I'd rather be over lesser Yisurim than more Yisurim. If it's Tuchu Yehutra, right.
But with Hutra, then it doesn't make a difference.
So,
we're going to get there.
With Hutra, then I don't, you can do any malacha.
Whatever you want. Everything's butter. So you're allowed to do whatever you want. So, but if not, so he gets involved. It's mashma from the Rambam that it's dechuya, and
everything's good.
He says mashma is dechuya. Yeah. So he says also. He says that's why it would make a difference. He says that's why it makes a difference. He says like that a doctor has to do his best not to be over Michal Shabbos. So he always has to try to.
Yeah.
He brings it right from the Rambam. Yeah. So he says that's why he should try his hardest not to.
You can't blast your rock music when you go into that song.
So.
Sorry.
So he says that's why he said a doctor should medafka make himself not as available on Shabbos to his patients. He should try. Since he says there's other doctors around, he should make himself very unavailable. He shouldn't be in the office. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't carry his pager on him. He should do whatever he can to not be available on Shabbos. If people come to him,
with that tzala, most things are not kosher.
Okay, so I know. Well, I hope we'll get that tzala. This is just we're laying the foundation right now.
We have 2 months before.
Yeah, before it starts, we have 2 months. Yeah, so
as if we actually pass.
Okay, so
we have no.
Some of us are not that bright.
We're still picking it up. We're not even worried at all.
Once I get my walkie-talkie.
Okay. So,
Wait a second.
So he gets involved with, let's say, you know, he gets involved with residents a little bit over here. He says that the resident should do whatever he can to make sure that his shift is not on Shabbos. And he says that if there's a yid that's not Shomer Shabbos. Listen to this. He says a yid. Well, first he says two things. Let's say you're in a shift where there's a bunch of Yiddish doctors, so someone's going to have to do Shabbos. So should you be the one to take it for the team? So he says no. You have to do whatever you can not to get that Shabbos shift. So even if you know that another yid who's going to be Shomer Shabbos is going to be stuck with that shift. You still have to do whatever you can to get out of it. Use all your protection and use all.
Even if a technically you know I'll do it the right way, and I would say not just.
Yeah, he says you got to.
The answer to Shlomo's question, maybe coming from wrong, that's more of a bias. Says I could only be Mechal Shabbos as a keep. So what about someone Jewish who doesn't keep Shabbos?
Yeah.
So right, one of the svaras of being Mechal Shabbos for someone is because this way he'll be able to keep more Shabbos than by Yid. You could have that svara because you don't know, maybe he'll start becoming.
Yeah, I hear. I don't think that. I haven't seen yet, and I just got my feet into the sea a little bit. I haven't seen yet that there's a difference between the yid is Shomer Shabbos and not.
I don't think that
any time that you have a yid, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos without any questions asked. The next jump is to a goy. Okay, so now, he says, you should always try to show. He says, let's say you have a yid who's not Shomer Shabbos. So he says, for a yid that's not Shomer Shabbos, is also, it's for sure better to get that guy to be in the hospital. He says, you know why? Because if that yid who's not Shomer Shabbos is at home, he said he'll for sure do a lot worse yisurim at home than he will in the hospital. He says, okay, so it's better to have the guy in the hospital. Okay, so now he talks about what happens for a goy. So before I even talk about Ramosha, let's show you this Mishnah Berurah. And Mishnah Berurah, and this is in Shin Lamed, by the way, David. Shin Lamed, Sifkat and Ches. At the end there, he says, Veda.
I'm sorry, where are you?
Shin Lamed. We're just Sifkat and Ches. It's on Siv Beis. Sifkat and Ches in the Mishnah Berurah.
Oh. Yes.
Not Sif Ches, Sifkat and Ches. Veda. Yeah, it's like a few lines into the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, it's talking about Mamash, this case. Look at this. If you want to take a quick look at Siv Beis. Kusis, Ivedes Kechavim, a Goyish lady, Amy Yaldanai Sabbath Shabbos. You can't help her give birth on Shabbos. This Gemara, right? You can't help her give Shabbos. Afilu bedaver she'ein by Chil Shabbos. Even if there's no Chil Shabbos.
Where are you? Sorry.
In Shin Lamed Siv Beis.
Shin
you can't. And look at this. He's passing like a baya. Mamash passing like a baya. Siv Beis. Kusis Ivedes Kechavim Yaldanai Sabbath Shabbos. Afilu bedaver she'ein by Chil Shabbos. He says, look at this, why? And look, okay, we'll start from the beginning already. Sifkat and Ches. Vafil b'sachar, even if they're going to pay you. The b'chol miyaldin misham eva. During the week, you have to help her give birth because of eva. Kimavur b'yardei asim kuf nadal. Hacha asir, why? The svar v'baya. Misham d'yachay l'shtamid v'loymer de'im mechal and Shabbos kima l'hu d'minatim shabbos.
Why b'chol is it a problem?
B'chol is a different problem. B'chol.
Okay.
Something else. Just wait till you see this Mishnah Berurah.
So now, Kasav Magen Avraham. Gam miki agavna sharyim ein bachil. If there is Eva, like Taisus is Medayik, right? If there is Eva, so then you can help if there's no Chil Shabbos. Veda. Now he comes out with this Veda. The Haroifin Bismanenu. Our doctors in our times, Afilu Hayoiser Ksherim. The ones that are mamish frum and kosher, everything. Ain't a nizhar mizah klal. They're not nizhar in this at all. Demaisin b'chol Shabbos, shenoisin kama parsoyus l'rapois oivdei kechavim mazalois. They travel to go and heal Goyim. V'koisfin, v'soichakim tzamonim b'asmon, and they write the prescriptions, and they make the prescription, they make the medicine for them. V'ain lohem almashi yismuchu. They have nothing to be saimacha. Dafilum named the mutter lechal Shabbos b'sidra banan. Even if you say it's the mutter b'sidra banan, mishum eva ben av the gugululim. He says, ah, the gamzein a bar. Just because you have taisis is not so bar. Look at the prima godam over there; it's not so pasha taisis. Is it that if there are banan, you're allowed to be over? Is it darais b'vada yasa lekuli alma? And is it darais for sure aser? Wow. Umlechal Shabbos gemurim heim b'mezid Hashem yishmeranu.
What happens to Eva nowadays?
What
happens to Eva? Bismanenu wasn't Radin, right? Weish.
What happened to Rabbi?
He doesn't. What, Eva?
Yeah, but this wasn't Radin.
Issa the Raisa, Taisvis. Taisvis says when you have an Issa the Raisa, Eva doesn't help you.
I know. A lot has happened in the last 100 years. What does Ramosha Feinstein say about this?
Okay, so I'm.
What does Ramosha Feinstein say?
You can't jump the gun. This is the Mishnah Berurah of Chafetz Chaim.
What do today's poskim say?
Hold on. Before we get to that, we paskin with the Mishnah Berurah almost all the time. And Mishnah Berurah here is saying you cannot go. It's completely awesome. Hashem Yishmerenu. Okay, so comes Ramosha. And Ramosha. So Ramosha says like this. He says.
Wow.
Do you want to continue next week?
No. Finish this up.
So Ramosha says that. Hold on, let me make sure I'm starting in the right place.
That was pretty strong language.
Avel. So Zuck Mish like this. Avel Kishin is Damim Shumukhru Khliyas Shabbos Bebes Achayim. Let's say a person is stuck, his shift comes out on Shabbos, he's stuck in the hospital on Shabbos. Oy Kishukfar Raife Kavur, he's already known as a doctor in the city, and Goyim know him. Even though his office is closed on Shabbos, but people know where the doctors live and they come to the guy's house on Shabbos. So his Goyish patients come and knock on the door, I'm dying. But Dafgil of Nachri Chayla B'davar Shehu Sakana, and the guy comes to him with something that's mamash a Sakana, the guy has a heart problem, whatever it is. Mukhruch lehizdakikloi af b'chil Shabbos b'isr d'oraisa. So like the Moshe, you gotta help him, even chil Shabbos, even in isr d'oraisa.
Why? What's that?
So he says like this. The kol shekain kishin is damen eza osin samach lebeisa shekain roifei asamach yois. Okay. Me'acher deloy miskabel b'mdina senu ha'dechuyim sh'amar Abaya. These dechuyim that Abaya said, that you just tell them, I can only be mechal Shabbos for people that keep Shabbos, and it's not going to fly this man. As he says, hu sakona mamish, gam be'etzim legufay mamish, mikroyvei achayla. The doctor has to be scared of the guy's craving. He's going to call his uncle and say, look, get to this guy's, he didn't treat me.
Tony, don't surprise him.
It's going to get in the first front page of the New York Times. And as soon as they hear about this, they're going to lock him up. What do we do about Tosfos? Tosfos says you can't be Eva Yisur Darayis even when there's Eva. How are you going to get around that? Look what he says. It's even in our Medina, which allows you to keep your religion, he says, still, this is his own svara, by the way. He's taking on Tosfos with his own svara. No, he's taking on Tosfos. He says, still, the svara is that since it's such an eva gedolah that would happen in our generation, he says, you can't.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're.
So he says. Listen to what he says now. Because of this svara, he's taking on Tosfos with a svara. You gotta listen. You want to see the places of Ramosha? Not only taking on Tosfos with his own svara, but he says upelo ala goyna chavetz chaim. He says it's a pella on the chavetz chaim. It's a pella on this mishaburim. You know this mishaburim. Shekosav dahar roifin afilo a yoiser ksheirim. That these kosher roifim nice and kamapar sois the refuas akum the sochik samanim v'asim v'masik them, and he comes out that the mechali shabbos gemurim heim b'mezid afshay evim izeh. He says Habaruslan, if it was in Russia and these small cities when there's only one doctor, if that doctor wouldn't make a call, he's done. That guy, he said, that doctor's done, right? And he says, and even if there's some sort of punishment that if somebody would kill the doctor, you know that. That they'd have some. He says, see, maybe the guy will kill him and he won't get caught.
Putin and Trump to kill him.
So he says, that's why he's paskening that Bizman Azeh. Now listen to the gather so far. He says, all we've seen so far, which is why we're not completely done with this sugya, that if either you're in the hospital or if a guy comes and knocks on your door. Okay? So if a guy calling at Solo, is that the same thing as a guy knocking on your door? Well, maybe we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Let's say a guy calls a tzala. Right, they know a tzala. Let's say a guy calls a tzala.
They know it's a better service.
So that's a different child. So, but right now, at least Ramesh is giving you the hat. He's taking on the Mishaburu. He's taking on Tosfos. And he's saying that since Bizman Azeh, there's so much Eva, such a Sakana Gedayla, you're allowed to even be Mechal Shabbos.
I hear what he's saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, it sounds like a glass of
water. He's saying it's funny that it's so much different than the Chofetz Chaim's
time. No, that's what he's saying. He doesn't understand where the Chofetz Chaim's time also. I'm sure if he had the same problem in Russia.
I'm sure they did.
Pretty worse. Yeah. No, I think the pshat is there they had to do so much for everything. I don't know.
Chofetz Chaim is very clear about what he holds. Ramosh is taking him on, and he says it's a pella. I mean, he calls it like a pella. Like, the Mishmura has a Tosfos. I mean, when he's got a Tosfos that says that you're not to be Eva Nisa Darais if there's Eva. Doesn't matter if there's Eva. You're not taking it. But Ramosh takes it on, and he says, no problem. You'll be Eva Nisa Darais if it's going to come to Eva. But so far, we only saw those two examples. If the guy's in the hospital, the doctor's in the hospital, or if a guy comes and knocks on his door. Okay.
So I've seen a doctor in this community driving to hospital. Like, that means they rely